The Pickwick Papers by Charles Dickens. The first ray of light which illumines the gloom and converts into a dazzling brilliancy that obscurity in which the earlier history of the public career of the immortal Pickwick would appear to be involved is derived from the perusal of the following entry in the Transactions of the Pickwick Club. May the 12th, 1827. Joseph Smiggers, Esquire, presiding. The following resolutions unanimously agreed to. That this association has heard read, with feelings of unmingled satisfaction and unqualified approval, the paper communicated by Samuel Pickwick Esquire, entitled Speculations on the Source of the Hampstead Ponds, with some observations on the theory of tittlebats, and that this association does hereby return its warmest thanks to the said Samuel Pickwick Esquire for the same. That this association has taken into its serious consideration a proposal emanating from the aforesaid Samuel Pickwick Esquire and three other Pickwickians hereinafter named for forming a new branch of United Pickwickians under the title of the Corresponding Society of the Pickwick Club. That the said proposal has received the sanction and approval of this association, that the Corresponding Society of the Pickwick Club is therefore hereby constituted, and that Samuel Pickwick Esquire, Tracy Tupman Esquire, Augustus Snodgrass Esquire, and Nathaniel Winkle Esquire...